Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. Just delighted to be here and delighted that you stopped by to listen to us for a little while. I have a multiple of topics that I'm going to discuss today, but I wanted to open up with something that Archangel Michael gave me. It has to do with the conference calls that he's going to be doing in May. Now, if you've never been on a conference call with Archangel Michael, I have to tell you that it is quite an experience. We have energy coming to the planet right now. Of course, we've had it coming in for quite a few years, but this year it's a special energy because it is a spray from a supernova that occurred 200,000 years ago. That is how far away this supernova was. And if you look at the history of humankind, what was happening here on Earth 200,000 years ago? Well, the human form as we understand it was just coming into being. And this collision of two giant celestial bodies occurred, and it took so long for the sight of this explosion to reach our planet that it didn't reach the planet until 1987. Therefore, it's called Supernova 1987A. And now, in this year, there is some spray of energy that is finally reaching the planet that has a direct effect upon the physical body. And you see, this was planned 200,000 years ago that this spray would be here in this time and in this place to help clear the human body of the additives of the pollution that we have taken in through the air or through impure drinking water. So many things that the body needs to be cleared from. And this spray is the energy that Archangel Michael, along with a host of the heavenly hierarchy, are working with us in this manner. And so they come at these conference calls. We read a message that describes what work's going to be done on that particular month. And then Archangel Michael, in a host of angels and archangels and other celestial beings, come and work with us, with our physical, clear it, but the messages that they have are so full of love, and they are truly so inspiring. After they are finished, then the heavenly hosts go back, Archangel Michael stays, and he answers your questions. That is the basis of a conference call. And if you haven't been on one, we have two of them that are in the archives, and you must, as I believe, personally attend one to truly feel the energies of what is involved. And so for May, Archangel Michael tells us that this energy, they are going to be working on the endocrine system. And, you know, we hear these medical terms, we don't always know what they mean. So I looked it up, and discussing the endocrine system, what I found on the internet is that the major glands that make up the human endocrine system are the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, the parathyroid, the adrenals, the pineal body, and the reproductive glands. And these glands endocrine system and the hormones they produce influences almost every cell, organ, and function of the body. And we have a caller, and I'll continue with this after we find out what the caller would like to discuss. And your name, please?
My name is, I'm going to use my initial. My initial is M, and I don't know if, you know, right now is the best time to talk about this, but I hope it is, but I'm kind of going through a problem with a friend and everything, and I'm really concerned about him and everything. And I was actually calling because I want to know, will I ever hear from that friend again? And I'm just scared. You know, I'm worried about him. His mother's worried about him. You know, his coworkers are worried about him. You know, he withdraws from people when he goes through stuff and everything. And I want to know what's going on.
It sounds to me like you have a friend that apparently you have lost contact with.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, because let me tell you the situation. He used to come and take me to church every Sunday and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he used to care for me, when I had problems and everything. He used to listen. You know, he was there for me and everything. But I know that, you know, he has gotten my relationship with the Holy Father to be a little bit more, you know, with better and everything. And I know that, you know, people come into our lives for many different reasons and everything, you know, and I honestly believe that. But, you know, his mother told me this afternoon that a coworker of his haven't seen him in a long time. He said that he don't even come to work no more and everything. And I'm just really worried about my friend. And, you know,
are you saying that you're trying to find out if there has been foul play with this gentleman?
I just want to know where's he at? What's going on with him?
I work with the cherubim, and the cherubim are a group of angels that reside in the center of the cosmos. And what they do is they hold the Akashic records for mm-hmm. individuals from the time that their soul was brought into form until the moment that they are existing in presently.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we ask the cherubim a question,
mm-hmm.
and they give us an answer, but some of what you are asking is not, they don't have the permission, or they're not going to give the permission to tell you in this respect
uh-huh.
that all parties have the right to their privacy.
Uh-huh.
Now, if this gentleman that, or lady, not sure, that you are talking about.
It's a male.
Okay, it's a male. So you're not sure if this individual has been the victim of foul play, or if he chooses to retire in some fashion from the world, so to speak, and in a sense is moving into his own solitary area where he doesn't wish to connect with people anymore. Now, if it's that,
mm-hmm.
if this is a situation where this man, through his own choice,
uh-huh.
has chosen to disconnect from other people, it wouldn't be in the purview of, you might say, the heavenly host to give forth this information. But
uh-huh.
now, if you're asking a question as it pertains to you, we can answer that.
Okay.
Here's how it works.
Okay.
You see, you have called me, and you have an energy flow around you.
Uh-huh.
It is like a blueprint.
Uh-huh.
And by my speaking to you and hearing your name, I don't know if M's going to want to. Michael. Okay. So, I'm speaking to you. I hear the name Michael. I hold your energies. And then I hold your energies, and there's a part of my mind that goes to the center of the cosmos. I'm carrying your energies, and the cherubim then are able to pull your book of records out
mm-hmm.
and look in that book of records and answer your question.
Okay.
And that's how this works. So I don't work like what you might say
okay.
some psychics work. I don't consider myself
okay.
a psychic, but I can answer a question.
Okay.
And so let's think of a way that we can rephrase this question so that it pertains to your information, as it pertains to you, rather than to anything private that your friend might
Okay, here's the situation.
Okay,
I want to know, will I ever be successful in a relationship, you know, that where a person likes me and I like them, and, you know, that's what I'm kind of asking, because, you know, I'm really, you know, I just like
you're looking for a spouse or a mate or a friend that you would be happy and contented with, who
yeah.
loves you for yourself.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like, you know, like I start trouble, nothing but trouble in people's lives, and I don't, you know, but it's just that I'm trying to, you know, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but, you know, I'm just kind of a confused person, and it's a bad time for me right now, and I wonder
uh-huh.
if things will get better for me, you know, soon.
I hear what you're saying, Michael. Before I go to the cherubim, let me say this to you. You have a desire in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not sure of this yet, but
mm-hmm.
we are magnificent beings.
Mm-hmm.
And we can bring into our life anything that we choose. We can materialize
mm-hmm.
things in our life if we know how to go about it.
Okay.
So before I ask the cherubim about your question for you, that you're asking, let's talk about this a little bit, because I don't think you've considered how you materialize something in your life, have you?
Not so much. No, not so much.
Okay. I remember a long time ago, one of my daughters was in a situation similar to yours, in the sense that she wanted to meet someone that she could fall in love with who would love her. It's hard today. It's
mm-hmm.
hard today to meet people who are sincere, who will not walk all over your heart, and
mm-hmm.
who are kind to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's what I told her.
Mm-hmm.
I told her first to sit down with a paper and pencil and write down exactly what you're looking for. This is very important because it's part of the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael, you said something about church, and so perhaps you are a sincere churchgoer. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's important to meet a young lady in your life who is a churchgoer,
mm-hmm.
because maybe you want to share that with someone,
mm-hmm.
then you write that down. You would like a young lady who is spiritual, who goes to church. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have to take a sort of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
What is your ideal person? And
mm-hmm.
so I think it's a good idea to start first with the qualities. The qualities. Maybe the quality is sincereness. Maybe it's kindness. But whatever those qualities are, you have to envision them. And it's not necessarily how someone looks, but what they are on the inside, how they're going to treat you. You want, maybe another thing you would write down, you want someone who genuinely loves you,
mm-hmm.
that you can build a future with. So
mm-hmm.
you sit down, as many of these things as you can think of, because here's what you're doing. You're
mm-hmm.
taking your mind and you are drawing a picture. You are creating a picture of this ideal person that you have. You see, before you can start attracting something into your life that you want, you have to know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way you start. At least this is what I think is an easy way to start. So
mm-hmm.
you write all those things down.
Okay.
When you have a very clear-cut picture of the kind of person that you are looking for, you then are ready to start to send that message, that call for that person out into the cosmos.
Okay.
So first you sit down, you take your inventory, what kind of a young lady that you want, and then the next step is you want to place, it's like dialing up a telephone number.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about that for a second. I'm sure you've been in a restaurant when you've ordered a meal, haven't you?
Yes.
You sit down, you look at the menu, and you see something on that menu that you really like. Oh, I think I'll have this. The waitress comes over, you give that order, and you know what? You know that that meal that you just ordered is going to be on a tray and placed in front of you.
Okay.
Unless she falls with the tray, it might be delayed some, but you know. And you see, this is the state of mind that you have to be in. When you place this order, you know that the universe is going to bring to you exactly what you have ordered. And you know that. And you have to feel that. And so there's several ways that you put this out into the universe. Some people say that you imagine this person and you put all of this picture inside of a balloon and you blow it out into the universe knowing that it's going to come back and bring this to her. That's one way that I've heard it said.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is you mentally know that your thought's going to go out like a boomerang, and it's going to bring back, clothed in human flesh, all of these goals and desires that you want in this person, but you know it's going to happen.
Okay.
Then that's how you send the message out and bring it back. Now, there's a little note on the bottom of this. And what the note is, it's good if you put yourself in a place where you can meet that person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll give you a little idea of what I mean by that. My daughter, one of the things that she wanted is she was really into athletics. She liked running.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that she had on her list is she wanted to meet a gentleman who was interested in bodybuilding, who was interested in health,
mm-hmm.
who if she wanted to go running, he would go running with her. And I said, well, okay, what you need to do is you need to, looking at what you have here, you need to go to some health club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where would a health club be where you think you would meet a kind of person like you just asked for? So she named one, and she says, oh, I found out it was kind of expensive to become a member there. And I said, well, how about if you just get an introductory membership and maybe get a membership for a couple months? Well, she sent out a picture. She got the membership. She met this gentleman there who they are now married and have two children.
Okay.
And so you send it out, but you also don't want to lock yourself in a closet.
Yeah.
You want to give the chance for the universe to connect this person with you.
Okay.
So this is how it works. And, Michael, I really believe that you can do this. Let me ask you a question. Do you think you can do it?
Yeah, but it's going to be hard, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you. It's like in the past I've had attractions for males, too, you know, and I'm trying to struggle. I'm trying to get away from that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a young guy I kind of like, and, you know, his name is Lee. And I don't know if I should pursue him or if I should pursue a woman, because, like, you know, either way I won't be satisfied, you know, if I do a male or a female, you know.
Now you have set up a situation here where you're not sure what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're in that situation, you're not sure if you want to go to the right or to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right away, this becomes very difficult for the universe to answer your quest, because you don't know which way you want to go.
Okay.
So you do, and I'm not making judgment on either way. I'm just saying that when somebody has something in their mind, what it gets down to, Michael, is the mind is the creator. And you connect it with your desires, and so it is your desire, it is your mind. That is what draws future events into your life.
Okay, and I get you.
Yeah, and so if you are ambivalent about what you want,
mm-hmm.
the universe doesn't know what to give you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to cause, that's why it's difficult for you, is because right at this point, you don't know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So spend a little time with that. Now, what I'm going to do for you, Michael, is I'm going to go to the cherubim, and I'm going to find out if, number one, you have made an agreement with somebody before you came into this lifetime to partner with. Would you want me to do that for
yes,
you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, it takes a few seconds for me to get into that higher state that I can mentally travel. So just be patient,
okay.
And I'm going to ask them that question.
Okay.
Michael, the cherubim are a group of angels, as
mm-hmm.
I told you, and they take your record. They show it to me in the form of a book, though it's truly not a book in the sense that we go to the library and take a book off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
It is more like an energy that is in a circle that has all of the vibrations of everything that you have done, and it is on a magnetic spot so that The energy circles in, and the cherubim can take that, take your question, and they can go through your records, and they can bring the answer out. And so what we have asked them to do is to look at you before you came into this lifetime, when you see there was a period before you came into this lifetime where your soul worked trying to decide with you what path you were going to follow, what you were trying to accomplish in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And it set out a what we know of as the low road, a medium road, and the high road. They set us out on the medium road, so to speak, and if we cooperate with that, we have an opportunity to advance to the high road, and if we turn our back on their inspiration, then we fall to a lower road. But there is this pattern. There is this this list of events, so to speak, that you chose, just like you chose to be born of the parents that you were born to. You decided on a mission of growth, of problems that you were going to work out, and so they have opened to that lifetime, and they are taking, they are showing me, taking their finger, so to speak, and putting it on a place on that page or that deposit of your records of your pre-birth agreements. And what they are telling me at this moment is that you did agree to partner up with an individual, but not in the sense of a what would be considered a conventional means of marriage. And what they mean by that is there is someone that you have agreed to share a life with, but not so much in the form of what you would consider a legal man, woman marriage that we consider in the traditional form.
Okay.
So, and they did say to me that this is a gentleman, that there was this an agreement for you and another gentleman to be as partners. And there will be great happiness between the two of you, that you are there to teach one another, but it will not be a lifelong relationship, that it will be at this point a temporary relationship, but there will be a great exchange between the two of you in compassion and love. And it will eventually evolve to the sense of two brothers who care for one another, who love one another. Now, that part of the relationship will last the rest of your life, but it will be as one who is taking care of the, of another, and you will always be faithful to one another. And when you meet this individual and you go into this relationship, understand that the bloom of the romance, so to speak, will be temporary, because that you are there to teach one another. But the relationship as friends, as people that you can always turn to one another no matter what happens in your life, that part will always be there. And
okay.
It is because this individual has had other lifetimes with you that you have partnered with this individual through several different lifetimes. You have played the roles of the man and the woman. You have played the roles of the brother and the sister. Now you are playing the role of not being family members to one another, but treating one another as family.
Okay. I'm going to go and I'm going to ask you this one question. Do I know this person currently right now?
They are telling me something that doesn't surprise me. They are saying, allow the joy of tomorrow to be part of your heart's journey. So what they are saying is, for me to give you that answer kind of takes away some of the joy of your own exploration.
All right.
Know in your heart that this is going to come. See each relationship as the possibility. In other words, they do not want to take from you your free will. You have the free will to meet, to greet, to mingle, but they do say this, that from the very first moment that you meet this individual, you will recognize them.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Goodbye, Michael. Well, that was an interesting call, and I wanted to get back to the Archangel Michael May conference, because he and the Heavenly Hosts will be working on the endocrine system, and I will put this message out for people to read, and if you want to join in that, send me a message at carolyn@carolynevers.com, and we'll tell you how to go from there. I do think those who have been to the conference calls are looking forward to this May call. If you have not been to a conference call, do think about it. Going on to another topic. On my radio show yesterday, my co-host Carolyn Allen and I had, well, I thought it was really a remarkable experience, because she had worked with the victims from Virginia Tech. She is a healer who walks the etheric realm or that realm where souls are crossing over to the light after they have died. And it's one of the things that she works with Archangel Michael, to help take souls to the light who perhaps are confused. When death comes suddenly and it's unexpected, especially if it hasn't been planned for, there is a lot of confusion, especially if there is some kind of tragic event, and she was there helping souls over to the other side. And when she told me about it, I decided that I would go to the cherubim and find out their information on the reasons behind that situation. And it was not a situation that was planned ahead of time for any nobility or spiritual reasons. There are times when events happen and there is a spiritual reason behind the event. So I was interested in that, because when the Amish community suffered such an event, there was a spiritual reason behind that. And in this particular case, the cherubim tell us that this was a soul who was carrying around a great deal of havoc and pain from past lifetimes that he was not able to resolve. And so he felt he carried a great deal of guilt. Instead of clearing this past guilt from past lifetimes, he gave into it until he went on a downward spiral, and living became repugnant to him. We have another caller, and your name, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How you
what
doing?
What can we do for you, Joe?
I was just listening to the other caller, you know, kind of.
It was kind of interesting, wasn't it?
Yes and no, but it's not my problem, you know.
No, it's not your problem, but I mean how the process works.
Yes.
The process of materializing things in your life.
Yeah. It kind of hits off something what I want to ask. It's not a personal for me, because I don't like to be too personal, as far as, you know, there's a lot more bigger problems than just what I have. I'd like to know, like, because you pretty much deal with the spirit world, with the angels and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I think everybody watches the news pretty much every day. They see that things are pretty much not getting any better, getting pretty much worse.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yes. I just want to know, were your contacts they actually doing anything about it, and if they are doing something about it, what, you know, what's the situation, and is it going to get a lot worse?
Okay, we can, I think we can give a viewpoint on that, but first of all, let's narrow it down a little bit to the subject matter, because there's the political scene, there's the war scene, there is earth changes. Kind of focus down on the area that because
I wanna talk
about. Because depending on what area you want to talk about, we give different answers.
Okay, I think it's going bad in all situations, but for instance, in this country, pretty much the majority of people know the corruption is at all time high with the political parties, and you know it's just.
Well, let me tell you something. My work is at www.carolynevers.com.
Mm-hmm.
I've been receiving information about this for quite a few years. If you think about this, what's happening now is that the corruption is coming to the surface. I don't feel the corruption was less in earlier times. I think it was hidden. The news people were not talking about it. I mean, I can think of so many things that happened before this administration that never really came to mainstream that we're kind of finding out about later. You can go back to, and I love John F. Kennedy, but you can even go back to his period of time, and you're starting to hear things that happened that was buried, didn't come forth, and it is the same way with the other presidents since. So,
yeah, I agree, because I think the New World Order has been here since this nation has been started, but
is an energy here that has come to Earth that is bringing these things to the surface. And, Joe, if you think about it, in the past when we didn't know about these things, we were kind of complacent about it. In other words, if we didn't know about it, we really couldn't get together and voice our opinions. And there has to be a mass consciousness to make a change. And it wasn't there because we didn't know about these things. If you look at the Vietnam War, for instance, this went on until you got to the point where people said no. You know, they demonstrated in the streets. They really made a point. We've got to stop this, and it stopped. We can think of a lot of events that happen that there becomes a resistance, there becomes a mass consciousness against it, and then it changes. And you see, Joe, this is how the spiritual forces are giving me the same information.
But it seems like there's like a high, I'm sorry to cut you off, but it seems like there's definitely a higher power. And I'm not saying a positive higher power. It seems like there's a higher power, like the Antichrist or something of that
nature. Well, no doubt about
it, there's
a struggle. No, there's a struggle. There is a great struggle between two forces. I think what you really want to know is which force is going to come out the winner. Isn't that really the question? How is all of this going to...
I think always the positive always wins, but I don't want to get to that position. I want to get to the position just, you know, knocking out the bad power, you know, as soon as possible before... I mean, I don't want two-thirds of the world to die off, which it seems like it's very possible is going to happen, because people are just, I don't know, it just like they seem like they're in la-la land. That's the way I see it. You know,
I don't know your belief system, Joe. Do you believe in vibration? Do you believe that there are dimensions to living and that it goes on an upward spiral, so that as one moves up through the dimensions, the vibrations become faster? Is that part of your thought process?
Not in that sense. I mean, I believe that, I guess we, this is like a test for us, or it's either a test for us in this lifetime, or it's just another...
Well, let me give you an example. An individual dies. Their body stays here, and there is a part of them that energetically, because of vibration, moves to another place.
Okay.
We'll put that on a very simple. They are in a higher plane. That soul now is in a higher vibrational frequency.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah,
okay,
agree.
If you can understand that concept of mm-hmm. how we can change frequencies and divide from the sight of one another,
mm-hmm.
then you can understand this concept that the time will come.
I understand if many people are willing to change, to be more positive and more caring and more just for caring about each other. But I just don't see that. I don't see that
What's being suggested and what I receive from the spiritual hierarchy, and that really was the question, what are they doing to help the situation, is mm-hmm. that there is a division coming among people, and some people will be on a higher vibrational frequency and some on a lower, and this is what's going to divide the two groups.
You know, as you see the news, you see all what's going on. It doesn't. People are just not waking up fast. I think there are people that are waking up, but just not enough.
They are.
You know? It's just, man.
Well, there was a time when I think I would have agreed with you. I don't think people are waking up faster enough, but my opinion is changing on that. I think there are people who are starting to waken up, and the ones that are building a light consciousness for the planet that is growing quickly.
I hope you're right with everything with that. You know, it's just,
mm-hmm.
well, it's sad. It's just, man.
Understand what you're saying. You know, I look at the news too, and situations in parts of the world seem to be going downhill instead of uphill. I grieve for those people too, and for our soldiers who have been forced to go over in that country and fight. Now, the situation is not what Americans want, but don't you see the change that is happening in our political system that has the ability to change this?
Yeah, I see the ability, but I don't see a change.
No, but I think we're seeing the beginning of it now. Individuals and government are being discredited. There are people who are leaving the government because of things are coming out as to what they've done in the past. I think by the end of this year, you're going to see a very different political scene, especially in our country.
No, I see a lot of people even see it. You got psychics, you got other spiritual people. I mean, they see civil war here, and, you know, it's going to get a lot worse, and then eventually, I guess, maybe it'll get better. But if I had the power to help, I would. That's the position I would like to be in, where
mm-hmm.
If I had the power, I would, and I don't. And it seems like, you know, and the people
who do have the power are
not doing nothing about it. That's the way I see it.
You do have a power that you can do right now, and what you can do, and it's a very important thing to do, is to envision peace. This is something we can all do, and I hope everyone does this. Envision the planet in peace, cooperation, and love. You see, if enough people, and I know that sounds like that's not very powerful and it's not going to do anything, but it is. It's what creates our future. And so whenever you see something in the paper that is sad, that you don't agree with, send love and light to that area. Create in your own mind this planet being beautiful, being pristine, being in peace with one another, people around the world holding hands in friendship. And if enough people do this, this is the creative matrix. Too many people are playing with negative movies, with negativity, but even with that, I see some of that change. You see, our thoughts have been dark for such a long time. Hatred is dark. What's coming out of the Middle East is dark. We have to lighten it up with with thoughts of love. This is our creative matrix. This is what we can bring down to this planet. And the energies that are coming in right now is assisting us to do that. This is our creation. We can overcome this.
Right. I just have a quick question.
Sure.
How do a spaceship, if you would call?
I can't hear you.
How would you call? Okay, I will say again. Our space brothers, if you do believe in, how
yes.
do they fit in this?
Well, something that one of the first things that comes to mind is what they are doing with the atomic energy that has been released on this planet. They have been able to, they have had to contain it. If you've studied physics, you know that when there is an atomic release, that there are particles that go on into infinity and make changes. And we have used atomic energy indiscriminately, either on the surface or in underground testing.
Right.
These particles go out into space, and one of the things that the Space Brothers have been doing is to contain the particles, and those particles that have gone out into space have actually made changes in other cosmic bodies that they've
wow.
had to go and fix. And so that's one of the big things that they have been doing.
I'm curious, why don't they just show up and just, I know they already did, and they already do every time, but they don't do it on a grand scale. I'm curious why they don't just show up on a grand scale and just say, hey, you know, stop messing around here and there and, you know, either fix yourself up, fix the problem, or we're going to fix it for you or something, you know. It's kind of weird.
Well, let's say that they did that. I mean, let's look at that scenario a little bit. First of all, they would have to do one of several things as I see it. If they came in on a grand scale and they landed in a lot of different places, they'd have to either do two things. They would either have to use force because there would be those who would resist them. I don't see them personally coming in on a grand scale and using force if they're fired upon. I don't think that would happen.
Though, you know, I mean,
they are going to respect our free will.
Yeah. That's kind of a cop out, no?
No, it's not a cop out. It's
no.
the only two things that they could do if they came here. If they all landed here at one time, first of all, it would be a tremendous amount of fear that would. I don't know if you can envision this, but I certainly
I can. I would have no problem with it. I mean,
you might not, but you think about the masses. If you had a flying saucer land right in your, three or four of them right now land in your immediate neighborhood, you might not have a problem with it, but what do you
mm-hmm.
think the rest of the people would in the police departments and the fire departments or the president or the governor? Do you think everybody would just sit by and say, oh, we've got a friendly visitor here from outer space?
Well,
taking the person, huh?
I think half of the people would be shocked, and that's it. Life goes on.
Oh, and you don't think
somebody
would pick up a weapon,
it's
huh?
It's better than having some foreign nation come over and, you know, destroy a country. I'd rather take that before that, you know. I mean, I'd rather be shocked from something than, you know.
Oh, you think a foreign nation's going to, this is in your belief system that a foreign nation's going to come over and take over our country?
That's not far away. I
mm-hmm.
believe it's very possible. I believe, well, you know, we're very chance of World War III, yeah. I'll take some other race coming over from a different planet, maybe trying to help us, and maybe wake up and say, you know, it's a lot bigger than what you think, and maybe you should start helping each other instead of start killing each other. Yeah, I'll take that.
Well,
you know, it's, you know, people have to start, you know, instead of looking straight, have a more open mind. You know, it's, you know, if it's
how many people do you think have an open mind?
I think it's getting bigger. I think right now it might be 50%.
I think it's getting bigger, Joe.
It's getting bigger, yeah, but if it shocks people, it shocks them. But at least the effect is there, you know, we go on. Instead of, you know, people still think of like Neanderthals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Well,
hopefully everything gets better, you know. I try to have a positive attitude towards it, but I don't see it. You know, the best thing is to prepare myself to whatever, you know, is out there. You know, that's the way I see it. You know.
Mhm.
Hopefully, you get as many friends on your side as possible. You know, that's the way I see it. You know. And you always kind of pray to God for the best, but you know, it's just, I don't know.
Well, I guess for myself, I'm not choosing to go there. I can't recall what Roosevelt said. There's something to the effect that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Right.
I think we have to move away from fear, and that this is just my point of view, and be positive and
create
the world.
Oh, I'm not fear. It's just that, you know, if someone has a weapon in front of me, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm not scared. I'm going to have the weapon with me, too. It's reality, you know. You got
mm-hmm.
people, you know, certain people have to face reality. We do have a, we have some bad people out there, and, you know, you try to fix the problem before it gets even worse.
Well, Joe, I agree with you. Let's all work on fixing the problem.
Yeah.
You take care, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, blessings to you.
Okay.
And so we were talking about in the next dimension how the show yesterday, we were working with messages from the cherubim, and Caroline was talking about her work with those individuals at Virginia Tech. And one of the things that I wanted to mention to you is also listening to not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that, because we're going to be doing a show on 911. Caroline worked with those souls crossing over during that period of time, and I will be giving you information from the cherubim from their perspective as to that event in history, which I think will prove to be an interesting program. And so we invite you for that. So for those of you who wish to call in, we're working on less than the last 15 minutes of the show. If you have a question, our number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, that number is 888-810-8322. And I would be very interested and hearing your perspective and receiving a question that you might have that is important to you to find an answer for. I have a lot of people, when they ask for an Akashic reading, and of course, I'd just like to remind you that what we do on the radio show is such a short blurb, so to speak, of what truly is in your records. When a person asks for a full reading from your Akashic records, we come, if you think of all the information that could be put on one piece of typed paper at 8x10, single space, we would do 5 or 6 sheets of that in a complete reading, and it takes a very long time to put all of that information together out of your records. And so I wanted to give you a little thought of what the size of that reading might entail. And the information is very complete, very detailed, according to what your questions are. And if you're interested in that kind of information, you can find more information about that at carolynevers.com. And one of the questions that I get a lot is about mission, what you agreed to do before you came into this lifetime, any commitments that you had to meet other people, the kind of work that you were planning to do together, the light rays that your soul was created upon influences very greatly the kind of work that your soul will do all through that period of time. And one of the questions that I get is about connecting to the higher mind. Let's talk about that a little bit. Because behind that, now the cherubim describe the higher mind as a gateway to the higher reaches of our soul. And we're here. We're in biology. And we're cut off from memory. It makes it very difficult to move around, to understand who and what we are connected to. Why are we here? And it is our soul who sent us here, who planned this. And how do you reach that? It's almost like they're behind a door someplace, and that door is closed, and here we are. We don't have access to that information. And one of the things that I'm constantly getting from people's readings is how they need to meditate, how they need to connect to the higher mind, how they need to remember these things to get their own information. And so I'm going to touch a little bit more on this because I think it's very important, this part of our soul that we don't have daily contact with understands all of these things, understands us in a manner that we don't remember. And so for most of us, it is very difficult to get into a space that we can even work with a higher mind. And I'm going to describe to you, to help you understand what that state is, by giving an example. You're tired, you get into bed, you're ready to go to sleep, and usually it works something like this. You get into bed, you're full of the details of the day, these things are going through your mind, and the mind is moving at so many cycles per second. You might be thinking very difficult. Heck, you might even be talking to yourself. You're in beta. That is the cycles that your mind is in right now. And so you start to relax. You can feel some of the tension in your body moving away. You're starting to relax. The cycles in your mind are slowing down, and you are now approaching alpha state. I'm mentioning these things so that you can relate to that and understand the feeling and the state of mind that you've got to be in to reach the higher mind. Now, one thing that you can do when you are in that relaxed state of alpha that we were just talking about, you can send out a thought, a request, a question. Maybe you have a relationship that's causing nothing but pain, and you want some information about who and what this person is and what you owe one another. Why are you going through this agony? And if you drift off to sleep and send that thought out to the cosmos, it's going to come back with an answer. Well, one of the if you're not aware of energy and working with it, one of the ways that it might come to you is in the form of a dream. So if you send out these questions as you're drifting off to sleep and you're in the alpha state, then pay particular attention to your dreams. That's why people keep dream journals, because sometimes an answer will take three dreams to get the complete answer. And if you haven't written it down in a dream journal, then you won't put the pieces together, so to speak. Now, the other thing that happens is the universe wants to answer your questions. It wants to assist you. And sometimes you'll hear, like the next day after you send out this question, and especially if the question's hanging around in your mind, you might get an answer in a song. You might get the answer on a license plate. They come in very synchronistic manners, these answers. So pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to the events that are going on around you. Now, there is a deeper state. The mind slows down a little more, and you get into theta. It is that state between alpha and the time that you are asleep. Now, there are people who get into that level of relaxation. They've learned how to control it, and they are not drifting off to sleep. They are awake, but their mind has relaxed, and their body has relaxed to that point where they, if you were in bed going to sleep, you would be ready to nod off, so to speak. I'm making this comparison so you can understand how the body needs to feel and be relaxed before you can get into that meditative state, and so you can connect to your higher mind and get these kinds of answers for you, for yourself. Now, that is the state that you must be in. Now, there are certain emotions that you have to carry. And what really gets the higher mind excited is the emotion of love and gratitude. It's not like saying to somebody, yes, I love you. Oh, I'm really thankful for this. No, you really got to feel it in your heart. It has to be so overwhelming. And there are CDs that you can get to help you to get into the state so that you start recognizing it. And also there are CDs that help you feel these emotions. And I see we're getting up to the time when we have to get off the air. There is another step in this. And I think we're going to have to discuss it the next time. And I'm sorry for that. But, friends, tune in Tuesday to Cosmic Connections. I'll be back with Shirlene McNeil. She is a healer that works in the Theta State, and she does some incredible things. Give us a call then. Check in with us next Sunday on The Message. And 2 weeks from now, with Caroline Allen, we're going to be discussing 911 from the point of spirit. And so, bless you all. Talk to you soon.